Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. I hope all is well as we are continuing our journey towards Tisha B'Av and trying as best as we can to be focused on working on ourselves, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, to better ourselves when it comes to other people and relationships. And just to remind us all that the closest relationships with our parents, with our children, with our siblings, with our good friends, with our spouse, whoever it might be, the closer the relationship, that is the relationship that sometimes can be the hardest relationship and the most challenging from us, from our past or the hurt we might carry, and also developing that relationship. It's much easier sometimes to be nice to someone who you're not going to be friendly with for a long time, or you're not going to be so close with them for a long time, or you just met them, or whatever it might be. And when we talk about achdus, and we talk about shalom, and we talk about being closer, we have to always remind ourselves that those relationships, you know, that's why I always talk about, you know, marriage. And Baruch Hashem, I give a shalom bayis shiur once a week, and when yeshiva's on, it's twice a week. And I tell them all the time, it's not for you, it's for myself, because I want to be the best husband that I can be. I want to be the best father that I could be, which is usually one and the same. Those close relationships, and especially now where it's literally the 9 days, we're literally in the thick of working on Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. I just want to share just a very simple thought of, I think, something that we could maybe work on today and work on. Just, it's a very simple thing. I think we all know it, but when it comes down to it, like with all of our relationships, the ego, the ego gets involved. As Moshe Rabbeinu said, Anochi, the Baal Shem Tov says on this pasuk, I think it's in Vaschanan, Anochi Omeid Bein Hashem Ubein Eichem, which literally Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, I'm standing between you and the people, the Anochi Omeid, I'm standing Bein Yehu Ubein Eichem, between you and the nation. And the Baal Shem Tov says, the Anochius, the ego, the I have to be right, is what stands in between us and Hashem. That's really what the Baal Shem Tov says, but it really stands between us and other people. It's really the ego, which means, and this is the lesson I think of today, it's not about being right, it's about doing what's right. It's not about being, you know, I forgot who said this, one of the tzaddikim said, you know, how come children can fight and then they can make up 10 minutes later? Because it's not, they don't have the same ego. And it's not about being right. It's about, they just want to be happy. They just want to play. And I think when we get older, it's we're willing to sacrifice the relationship over I'm right and you're wrong. And it's not about me being right and you being wrong. It's about what's doing right. And what's doing right is just forgiving, saying I'm sorry, even if you're the one who doesn't have to say I'm sorry. It's about humbling oneself, as when we say, I heard this from my father-in-law many years ago, from Rabbi Brazil, that he said over, when you say, Osei Shalom Bimromov, when you, Shmon Esrei, when you say, Osei Shalom, to make peace, what do? You step back and you bow. In order to make peace, sometimes you just gotta like step back and bow to the other person. It's not about who's right and who's wrong. So that was what one of the tzaddikim said about children. They'd rather be happy than right. In a relationship, and sometimes people fight and they argue. I tell this in Shalom Bayis all the time. The second you're arguing, you're already wrong. It's not about, the second you're yelling, the second you're criticizing, even if you're right, you're wrong. And it comes to when we judge somebody negatively, you might be right. The guy might be, he might, right, as the Chafetz Chaim says, it's worse, right? What you're saying, whatever you're saying about the person, It's worse that you're saying the lashon hara. Lashon hara is keneged, is equal to the shloisha chamuras, equal to avodah zara, gilei arayos, shfichas damim. That's why we don't have the basement. So whatever that guy is doing, you're saying it or thinking it is worse than whatever it is that they're doing. And again, it's not about I'm doing bad things, I'm bad. It's not about that. It's sometimes just about pausing and getting the right perspective to say, it's not about my mother, whether she's right or wrong. It's not about my father, whether he's right or wrong. It's not about my friend, my whoever it might be. Get out of that head of like, they're wrong, I'm right. It's like, I wanna do what's right. And what's right is to humble ourselves, right? To apologize even if I'm not wrong. To apologize even if I'm not wrong. To be humble even if the other person. And the last thing, just to end off, it's always like this, by the way, that the person who's usually the bigger person, so to speak, has to end up being humble and say, I'm sorry. And that why it's like that, I don't know why the Rabbanu Shalom, why Hashem made it that way. But you hear what I'm saying? Meaning, what usually happens is the person who's the bigger person has to go ahead and humble himself or herself. It's like we're waiting for the other person who's actually wrong to go ahead and tell me that they're wrong. But that's not what it's about. It's about me doing what's right and saying, I'm sorry, and I want to, you know, have a better relationship with you, or whatever it might be, judging someone l'kaf schus. Okay? Hashem should help us as we are here. As I said, we're trying to build the Beis HaMikdash. That's all we're trying to do. Hashem, please help and hear and listen. You do listen. Hashem is always listening to us. Our desire, our yearning to do what's right, not to be right, to choose whatever, as one of the tzaddikim said when they wrote a letter to him and says, I have this problem, I have that problem, I have this with this person, says, and he circled all the I's and he said, that's your problem. Your problem isn't the problem. The problem is you're too into yourself. So, Be'ezus Hashem, we will all learn and be able to be able to deal with people and see whatever we choose to see without seeing exactly what we think is right. And through that, we'll be zoche each and every one of us to the Beis HaMikdash to continue building the Beis HaMikdash together. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful first day of the rest of your life.